Okay, we're going over examples of what Jubilee could possibly look like if we were to actually enforce it, supposedly with the idea that would solve the world's economic problems. All of them. It would solve the problem of the top 0.1% of the top 0.01%. You know, they would lose their grip. People that just stockpile money would end up very far behind at the end of a 49-year cycle because, just hoarding money isn't going to do any good. You're going to lose it all anyway. So you want to spend it wisely and invest it to contribute to society. And so because people wouldn't be in slavery, I mean, the South was defeated because they had bad economics. Why did the South have bad economics? Because of slavery. Those people would have been working harder and faster if they'd been respected. Now, 49 years, is that bad? Well, should it be more often? Well, you need businesses and efforts and investments to have a chance to flourish. But if you think about it, the one that pushed for Jubilee, Jesus, who was killed. Well, they said wasn't killed. No one took his life. He gave it freely. Okay. They crucified him, both the temple and the state. Even though people in the temple and the state didn't want it, the institutions had to do it. Pontius Pilate did not want to crucify Jesus. There was supposedly in the Greek Orthodox Church somewhere, there's even a patron saint of Saint Pontius Pilate and his wife Claudia. And there, I think there's even a church named after them. They did not want Jesus crucified, but the institution forced them, as I said earlier this week. No leader is greater than the organization. Pontius Pilate was not greater than the Roman Empire, and it was the Roman Empire that forced Jesus' crucifixion. Why? Because Jesus was calling for Jubilee. That's why they felt so threatened. And even the story of the prodigal son, forgiveness. That's what Jubilee's all about. Wildly forgive people. Forgiving sins? What? Forgiveness is a financial term. And they didn't want that. They wanted people to wallow in their guilt and in their debt so they could be controlled. And Jesus was a legitimate, palpable threat to that. Jesus was martyred for his belief in Jubilee. And when he comes back here in a few years, he's not going to have changed his mind. Now, when Jesus gets back, people are supposed to live 1,000 years. Someone who dies at 100 years old will be considered to have died in youth, too young. Which means that if people are living 1,000 years, they're going to see at least 20 Jubilee cycles. So if you have this, 49 years comes, you're homeless on the street, guess what? Jubilee shows up, you're back in your house, your money is reset to 1.2 million or whatever the number is. Well, fiat currency, do you know why dollars in the bank and checks and cash, do you know why that's valuable? I mean, it's not based on anything. It's valuable because you can use it to pay taxes. That's why anything becomes strongly valuable, because it's accepted for taxes. So all that fiat currency technically is a debt, or else it wouldn't exist anyway. It's either a positive dollar or a negative dollar. If it's a positive dollar, it's based in silver, which is something else, I suppose. But if there were fiat currency, if, I got to imagine there would be, because it makes transactions work. If there were fiat currency, governments want fiat. Fiat means by speaking, like fiat victory, like I won because I said I won. People are throwing that term around these days. Fiat currency's value is that government can just spend money and create it magically out of thin air. And thus they, as the population goes up, government just spends money and creates it. And so there's still the same number of dollars per person out there as the population increases. So governments want to be able to do that. That was how the American colonies started. Every once in a while, people need money. They have a little tiny government project, inject just a little bit of currency in there to keep up with the population growth. And that's why the American colonies did so well in the beginning. All right, okay, well, maybe there's a better system than fiat currency. But fiat currency is based on debt. And so in Jubilee, when debt is canceled, fiat currency would have to be canceled also. I don't know if that makes sense. But see now, you know, the question of Jubilee, is Jubilee, would it really work? How does this happen? You know what? You really have to get into technical economics to think about it. So imagine this. Imagine if every company had 49 years to prove how awesome it was, or else it's going to evaporate because all of its cash is going to disappear. All of its employees are free from any contracts. Any land that it buys goes back to the original owners at the end. And it's got to convince the public to reinstate them at that 49 years. If every company faces closure by the public unless severe action is taken to keep it going, every 49 years, everyone is set to $1.2 million, let's say. Everyone's money is reset. If you're super rich, you got to go prove it all over again. If you messed up and you lost everything, guess what? You got another chance. Here it comes. If we've got that going on, people will learn from their mistakes. Greed will not prosper because greedy people will end up losing it all at the end. You got to create jobs and create reputation so that people support you after the Jubilee cycle. If we do that, do you know how much technology and innovation there will be? There'll be so much justice and fairness like we've never seen. So would we be colonizing Mars? You bet. We'd be on Neptune probably within 300 years, maybe 250. I'll bet you right now. Once Jesus gets back and starts implementing Jubilee, 250 years, and we're colonizing Neptune. I'm going on record with that. You can hold me to that. So, what was it? There was one other central issue with Jubilee here that I'd have to say, and I've only got a few minutes to go through it. The innovation would be out of this world. But more than that, this was what I just remembered. The thing about Jubilee, if you think about it, Jubilee is what makes every economic system work. Communism works great on paper. The trouble is that you eventually run out of other people's money. Well, with Jubilee, it gets reset. Attitudes are adjusted, and everyone has to live by the moral ethic necessary, which never exists, but would be necessary for communism to work. And communism would work and it wouldn't be ugly. Capitalism would not be able to become ugly. Capitalism also fails, just takes a whole lot longer, and there's a whole lot more justice in its earlier stages. Capitalism would not eventually fail. That too would work. So would monarchies. You take any socioeconomic system, any at all, nationalized healthcare, privatized healthcare, any system at all. If you have Jubilee in that system will work. And you take any system at all and you do not have Jubilee in that system, it will not work. That's the problem with communism and capitalism. The problem with communism today is purported what people are claiming. The problem with communism is that it's not capitalism. And then capitalism fails, and the communists say, well, as the Chinese are saying, the problem with capitalism is it is not communism. You need communism. You know, no. The problem with capitalism is the same as the problem with communism. They don't have Jubilee. That's the problem. You take any economic system, it'll be amazing. You'll think about, I'll tell you what. Talk about this, share this, send me comments, send me hate mail. Let's talk about this. I'm on Gab, I'm on Twitter. Let's talk about this, I'll respond. I'm serious. Jubilee. I think that's the answer. Now, what I got to figure out is how does making the switch and having Jubilee help me solve the problems I mentioned in the podcast this week? We'll see how that goes. Make sure you check out the Symphony editorials for this week because that's where my political opinions remain. And I'll see you next week.